USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Violence has broken out at several college campuses across the country amid anti-Israel protests. President Biden finally addressing the nation Thursday at the White House, saying threats against any religion or race are never acceptable.
There should be no place on any campus, no place in America, for anti-Semitism or threats of violence against Jewish students. There is no place for hate speech or violence of any kind, whether it's anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or discrimination against Arab Americans or Palestinian Americans.
This as Los Angeles police arrested at least 200 pro-Palestinian protesters at an encampment at UCLA early Thursday morning after officers ordered the demonstration to end this week. UCLA professor of Israel studies Dov Waxman tells Fox News he's concerned over the actions taking place by many of these demonstrators and says the school needs to escalate the situation peacefully and as soon as possible.
We should try to resolve the situation peacefully, to talk to the protesters, to try to essentially persuade them to stand down and to move out of these encampments. And So I think as much as possible they should avoid bringing in law enforcement, because that only tends to escalate the situation.
Testimony is continuing in former President Trump's hush money trial in New York City. The former president's legal spokeswoman, Elena Haba, says her client is innocent of all charges and argues this is a political attack by his opponents.
We are clearly in a very much political lawfare environment. And as Americans, both Democrat and Republican, if we don't stop it, we are in trouble as a country.
The former president is being charged with falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments made to adult actress Stormy Daniels. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The Senate Armed Services Committee held a meeting on Thursday with top intelligence officials about worldwide threats facing the United States. Director of National Intelligence Avriel Haines speaking before the committee.
We have seen a massive increase in the number of ransomware attacks globally in the last year, which went up as much as 74%.
Earlier this year, Director Haines raised concerns about the growing partnerships between China, Iran, Russia, and North Korea.
Publicly, too, Putin touts his ammunition and missile production capacity in contrast with what he portrays as significant U.S., European, and Ukrainian limitations.
Haines adding their willingness to cooperate on aid and intelligence could be dangerous. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also bringing up similar concerns, specifically about the partnership between North Korea and Russia in the invasion of Ukraine. Sales at Ford Motor Company dropped in April overall, but hybrid sales set a monthly record. The automaker sold over 179,000 cars and trucks, with sales of the popular F-Series trucks, Broncos, and SUVs falling off. Ford says they remain committed to hybrid vehicles and plan to have the entire lineup by the end of the decade. Sales of EVs were up by 129% over the last year, but are still not meeting expectations. SUV sales declined by nearly 10% in April, and Ford says it will be increasing incentives for customers. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.